Dan Gilster victorious in the Thunderstruck Bravo Trailers 30-lap feature event here for the Mid-American Stock Car Series. Picking up your first Mid-American win, how does it feel, Dan?
Well, it's pretty special. You know, this year is my first year ever doing a traveling series, and it's been a struggle at times, and we got this second car out finally, and it didn't work well at Milwaukee, and showed a little light at La Crosse, and we made a few tweaks to it, and I thought we'd bring it to the short tracks, and boy, it really ran good tonight.
Have you raced here at Elko before?
Three different times with the Thunder cars. Most recent was like 3 years ago, so it's been a while, and it hasn't been a good experience every time, so it's pretty rewarding to come here and have a great car tonight.
Don't want to say anything was easy, but you took off right away at the start, and it was pretty smooth sailing all the way through, wasn't it?
I just had to tell myself to be smooth, because there's some pretty heavy hitters back in the field there, and I thought if they would get coming, were we going to yellow, that I would have a challenger on my hands, but the car was pretty good. I can't thank my car owner enough, Frog Racing. Couldn't do it without him. It's really, really rewarding.
What's it like running up front all alone like that? Do you start to hear things, or does everything seem okay and just kind of take it lap by lap?
You don't want to hear anything. Things start going through your mind. You know, what if a yellow comes out? Am I this good or whatever? But I think we would have been pretty good with a yellow come out, but I guess we never got to see that happen. So.
It's not often that Mid-American Stock Car Series rookies take wins. What does it mean for you to know that, you know, in your first year as a Mid-American driver, you were able to find victory lane?
Special, because I didn't know if it would happen the way the year started. I'll cherish this one for a long time. It's probably right up there as far as my biggest wins.
We work our way now to Rockford and then back to La Crosse. I'm not meaning to jump past Rockford too much here, but I know how much you love La Crosse. How special would it be for you to take that Oktoberfest win in a couple weeks?
Well, I've come close. I think I finished third and a fourth there. To win Oktoberfest would be really cool, but I know there's some heavy hitters coming. I've heard James Swan coming back to race with us, so he'll be one. Spoonmore ran well there. It'll be a challenge, but I'm going to keep this car sitting in the shed. We're going to take a different car to Rockford. I got a few tweaks I want to do to it, and what we learned from the race a couple weeks ago in La Crosse, and we'll go from there. Hopefully we'll have something for him.
Well, he jumps across the river and picks up his first Mid-American win. Dan Gilster, victorious at Elko.